Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 22 of the Goal Getter podcast. Today's episode, three essential tips for eliminating sugar cravings, is going to dive deep into three really easy changes that you can make into your lifestyle that are going to be an absolute game changer for getting rid of sugar cravings. If you've constantly got sugar cravings, it not only impacts your results, but it also makes you feel like you just can't have control around food, right? You might feel like you're constantly in this cycle of wanting to make healthy choices, wanting to reach your goals, wanting to feel like you're making progress. And every day you might start off the day with good intentions, but as the day goes on, you find yourself making unhealthy choices. You find yourself eating more sugary foods. You know, by the time the evening comes, you're sitting on the sofa, you're eating biscuits, eating chocolate, eating crisps, and you go to bed feeling annoyed at yourself because another day has went by and you feel like you haven't been able to take the steps that you want to, like that's going to help you get to your goals. And you feel like, you feel guilty, you feel annoyed, and you know, sometimes you have that feeling of shame as well, which is of course not your fault. And I suppose in today's episode, I want to dive into why a lot of the different fat loss strategies are actually making you have more sugar cravings. But then also I'm going to share with you really practical tips and things that you can introduce. And I really recommend that you do in your lifestyle, and you'll see huge changes in terms of eliminating a lot of your sugar cravings. Therefore, that's going to be better for your results, and actually you'll just feel better overall, right? So the first thing I want to talk about today is really, as I touched on a second ago, a lot of fat loss strategies are actually making your sugar cravings worse, right? So when we're talking about like low calorie diets, when you do a low calorie diet, and essentially you're putting in less calories that compared to what your body actually needs. And I'm not just talking about a small calorie deficit here. I'm talking about doing something ridiculous like, you know, these crazy smoothie diets or juice detoxes, or I don't know, eating 800 calories a day or eating 1,000 calories a day. It's like a very small amount of food. So what happens is when you do something like this, you're, you know, off you go and you're eating a small amount of food per day. But then by the time the evening comes, you essentially have crazy sugar cravings because you have barely fed yourself throughout the day. So what happens is then you are the evening, you don't feel like you have a lot of willpower left, and you end up snacking, you end up eating biscuits, chocolate, crisps, you name, or I don't know what I said there. I think I meant to say crisps, but you name it, you anything that you can get your hands on, you go for it. And it's like you're stuck in the cycle. It's like you're starting the day with good intentions. You're, you know, reducing your calories, but then in the evening you feel like you've got no willpower and you're not able to say no to food. And a big part of this is because you're actually not nourishing your body throughout the day. The low amount of energy, your body wants energy. So what's going to happen is in the evening, when you're tired, when you stop working, when you, you know, sit down, then what's going to happen is your body's going to say, well, you haven't given me enough energy today, so please go and get me some. And for you, that will show up as getting intense sugar cravings. So all these fad diets, all these low calorie diets, actually what they're doing is they're setting yourself up for failure because they're not nourishing you. They're not actually giving you the amount of food is actually too low, and therefore you're getting intense sugar cravings, right? And also on the other hand, when you cut out a lot of food, so say for example, you're going to start a new diet, and in this diet, you're not allowed carbs, you're not allowed chocolate, you're not allowed, coffee. It's like pretty strict, right? And we've seen a lot of these diets around. So what happens is Monday, you start your diet full of great intentions. I'm not having coffee. I'm not having carbs. I'm not having chocolate. I'm not having crisps. But as the day goes on, well, you might handle the first day okay, but you know, as the week goes on, you start to get really, really crazy sugar cravings. And that's also because when we say that we're not allowed something, we actually want it even more. So telling yourself you're not allowed chocolate is actually going to want you to, it's actually going to make you want to eat it more. You're going to feel restricted around food, and then it's going to impact your ability to have control around that food. So what will happen is if you take yourself into a social occasion on the Friday night of the first night of your week, the first Friday of your diet, right? So say, for example, you start your diet on Monday, Friday night comes, you know, you've been doing your diet all week. You find it okay. It's been tough. Friday night comes and you go out and there's some social occasions or, you know, you're meeting some friends and you've got the best intentions to make healthy choices. But then, you know, people are getting dessert and there's unhealthy food around and maybe there's some drinks. And because you've restricted yourself, what usually happens is you cave and you cave hard. You maybe end up eating more. You maybe overstuff yourself. You maybe have loads of drinks. Then you go into this attitude of like, stuff it. Now I've completely ruined the whole week. I'm just going to eat whatever I can. And you go into that real self-sabotage mode. And that's all because of the restriction. That's because of saying to yourself that you're not allowed something. It's trying to do things in a really strict way. And then what happens is you want it more. Then when you're in these situations where the unhealthy food is around you, you feel like you've got no control. And then you start eating it. And then you eat more. And you find it hard to stop sometimes. And then you feel like you've ruined all your progress. So what happens is for that whole weekend, you actually just end up eating, maybe ordering takeaway, eating lots of crisps, biscuits, and the whole weekend is a bit of a disaster, right? So in the academy, we're all about, we don't have strict rules. And when people come in to work with us, whether they're coming in from the Reset or just straight into the academy, they're a little bit shocked because there's no rules. What we do is we guide our clients. We have recommendations. We share advice. You could do this. You could do that. That would be a better option. Maybe you could do it like this. Alcohol isn't cut out, but how could we have it in a more balanced way so that you're going to get better results? Chocolate isn't out, but how could we have it in less so that you will get better results and have more control around food? So the approach and the intention behind our food choices is completely different. And it means that you don't, when there's no rules that need to be broken. And you don't feel like whenever you see a piece of chocolate that you have to scoff it all inside your mouth, because essentially you're allowed that chocolate. And this might seem a little bit naff. You might think to yourself, Anna, I don't really think that would have the biggest impact. Trust me, it does. When our clients come into the Reset and they've done all the diets before, they've done keto, they've done intermittent fasting, they've done Weight Watchers, Slimming World, you name it, they're used to restriction. And they're also used to failing. They're used to not having control around food. They know they want to lose weight. They know they want to get to their goal, but they also know that what they've been doing previously isn't working. And when they come into the reset, and what happens is we say, like, there's no rules here, folks. And within a few days, what happens is it's amazing to see the change. People have control around food. People are seeing biscuits in work and feeling like, I don't actually need it. They're able to walk on. They're able to say, I don't actually need it right now. And that is because if they wanted it, they could actually just have it. There's no hard rules. Like, I'm not allowed to eat chocolate. You know yourself, when you say to yourself, you're not allowed to eat chocolate, what do you think about eating chocolate? When you see chocolate, what do you think about? Oh, I'm not allowed to eat the chocolate, but all I'm doing is thinking about the chocolate. And it's like your focus is just on the chocolate, right? So it really is setting yourself up for failure, right? You've got intense sugar cravings because of low calorie diets, not giving your body enough energy. Your body needs fuel, energy from the food that you eat, right? And if you don't give yourself enough energy, what's going to happen is low blood sugar levels, and you're going to get really intense sugar cravings, not eat because you won't be eating at regular intervals, not putting enough fuel into your body. When there's restriction, right? So trying to cut out a lot of foods that you enjoy. First of all, you're taking all the joy out of life, right? Because who wants to be living their life through restriction? Everybody wants to have a bit of balance. Being able to lose weight and have a couple of drinks at the weekend, or be able to go out and meet your best friend for dinner, or go out for dinner with your husband, right? Like, everybody wants to be able to do that and get results at the same time. But the restriction, cutting things out, cutting foods out, trying to be strict, trying to be perfect, it's actually doing the opposite. It's giving you intense sugar cravings. And then what happens is you cave, and you cave hard, and you eat a lot more in one sitting compared to if you just, you know, maybe would have allowed yourself a little bit here and there, for example, right? So that is the first thing I wanted to talk about in today's podcast. Ditch the low calorie diet. It's not good for your metabolism. It's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your body, and it's not good for your relationship with food. And it's also going to give you crazy intense sugar cravings. Get rid of the restriction, right? I've got a couple of episodes here on the podcast about food freedom. You don't need to have rules around food, even to lose weight, right? You can have balance, you can have freedom, and you're going to find that you'll have better control around food when you do have that. And therefore you'll see better weight loss results. The second thing that I want to talk about today is having structure back in with your meals. In the academy, we talk about blood sugar levels a lot, stabilizing our blood sugar levels, because when we don't have stable blood sugar levels, it causes a lot of chaos in the body. You'll have very intense sugar cravings. You'll have less energy. You will have a bigger appetite. You will find it harder to make healthy choices. You will eat more at mealtime. So when our clients come in to work with us in the reset, what we first of all want to do is we want to get them to have like their three meals per day and healthy snacking in between. And for a lot of ladies, they're quite scared to do that because they've done so many years of restricting that they're afraid to get some sort of regular routine back in with their food. But let me tell you something. You will not need to binge on foods when you are nourishing yourself throughout the day. If you are balancing your blood sugar levels, and how do you do that? You do it by eating at regular intervals and choosing nourishing foods, whole grains, foods that are not going to, that are going to release glucose into the bloodstream in a sustainable way, right? So not spike your blood sugar levels, right? So eating nourishing foods, eating at regular intervals, not having long gaps between your meals. You know what happens whenever you have a big long gaps between your meals. So say for example, you have your lunch at 1 o'clock, and you're not having your dinner until 8 o'clock. That's a good 7 hours in between meals. If you do not eat anything between that time, that is going to be making it a lot harder for you. And you might think that you're doing the right thing by not eating something because you want to lose weight. But what's going to happen is your blood sugar levels are going to drop so low that you, first of all, might not even make it to 8 o'clock. You might make it to 6 o'clock. And what's going to happen? You're going to walk into a shop or you're going to walk into your kitchen and you will grab anything that you can get your hands on. A Mars bar, something that is sugary, fatty, essentially, you're not going to want a lettuce leaf in that moment. You're essentially going to want the most sugariest thing that you can get your hands on because your blood sugar levels have dropped so low and you're really, really hungry in that moment. When we're really hungry in that moment, guess what happens? We choose the unhealthy choice and we eat more. We overeat in those moments. So you're shooting yourself in the foot, actually, by trying to have these big, long gaps between your meals because you're messing with your blood sugar levels. And then it's going to impact your appetite and your ability to actually make a healthy choice. So amazing things actually happen when we're eating at regular intervals, right? And getting some structure back in with our eating habits. What happens is we're able to control our appetite. And we're able to reduce the amount of sugar cravings that we get because we're eating at regular intervals. We're not allowing the blood sugar levels to go so low that we get to that state of starvation, like actually being extremely hungry, you know, shaky hands, you know, feeling tired, lethargic, losing your concentration, faint. Sometimes you can feel like you might faint, all those kind of things. So eating at regular intervals is really going to be extremely beneficial for eliminating sugar cravings, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a steady release of glucose into the bloodstream, as long as you're choosing, you know, healthy, nourishing foods. And then you're going to be controlling your appetite that way as well. So really try to get some structure and routine back with your eating habits. You don't want dietary chaos is a great setup for having horrible sugar cravings. And what I mean by that is if your eating is all over the place, no breakfast, no snacks, no there's no routine. There's a little bit of this. There's eating lots of unhealthy food. It's a bit of a mess. Of course, you're going to have crazy sugar cravings because there's dietary chaos. It's your food, your eating routine is everywhere. And can you imagine what that's also causing in your body as well? So a lot of this is a physical response to not eating a nourishing diet and not eating it in regular intervals. And I'm specifically talking about ladies who are yo-yo dieters and women that want to lose weight and have been struggling with weight loss for a long time. This is really what's going to be the situation for them. And the last thing that I want to touch on in today's podcast episode is better quality foods. We have another reset coming up. This will be the last live reset of the year. Actually, we're starting it on the 27th of September. 21 days, it's reduced to £17. It's an absolute bargain. If you want to come in and join us, we will show you exactly how to get results, get your confidence back, stop the yo-yo dieting, increase your energy, and get rid of these sugar cravings once and for all. And you will be so surprised at the fact that you can eat at regular intervals and see incredible results. You will see within days that your sugar cravings will absolutely diminish. And it's a lot to do with the structure and the structure of the meals, eating at regular intervals, but also better quality foods. Can you imagine if throughout the day you are eating chocolate, you're eating, drinking lots of, cans of Coke, maybe you're ordering takeaway. So what I'm trying to say here is that if the food that you're eating on a daily basis is of low quality, now, I'm all for moderation, right? And these foods, of course, have their place in our diet. But it's, you know, we want to be mindful, right? We want to try and have better quality foods in our diet and keep those type of foods for like our 20%, yeah? But if your diet is full of a lot of those type of foods, you are, it's going to be less filling, right? So you're not going to actually feel that satisfied from the food that you're eating, because it's probably going to be low fiber. Maybe it will be also less nutrient dense, right? So less satisfying. Then it means that you're going to be more hungry. So you'll probably actually eat more because the food that you're actually eating is not satisfying, right? It's like empty food. There's nothing that nourishing in it. It could be foods filled with sugar. Therefore, the more sugar we eat, the more sugar we crave. You're stuck in a vicious cycle. Could be a lot of artificial sweeteners in it. The jury is still really out in the whole artificial sweeteners debate. Does it impact blood sugar levels? Does it impact appetite? There's definitely some research that is showing that it does. So, you know, I would say proceed with caution until we know more. So therefore, you know, when your diet, your overall diet is lacking in quality, by no means needs to be perfect, but just when the quality is not great and there's less satisfying foods, you're going to be craving more foods, always feeling more hungry and have more sugar cravings. So it's all very much interrelated. And in the reset, that's one of the biggest game changers for people, is when they come in and they're eating better quality foods. I'm talking full fat foods here, right? Cleaning up the diet. I don't like to say the word cleaning, but because I hate the phrase clean eating, essentially. That's why I don't like to use that word. But it really is just taking out foods that are not going to satisfy you and that possibly don't have a lot of nutrients in it, and then replacing them with nourishing foods, filling foods, high fat foods, proteins, whole grains, fiber, all those type of things. And then what's going to happen is you're going to realize that you're very satisfied from the meals that you're eating, and you're not getting these crazy sugar cravings at the same time. So when we get rid of the dietary chaos, you will be amazed at, how easy it is to actually have control around food. Then essentially what you're left with, the habits and the behaviors, in terms of, you know, breaking the habit of reaching for sugar. And those are all things that can be worked out down the line. But the first thing that you need to do is get rid of all the crazy, ridiculous fat loss solutions. Get rid of the low calorie diets that are impacting your metabolism and actually making giving you an even bigger appetite and making it harder for you to say no to foods. Remember, your body needs fuel, right? You don't need to do massive calorie deficits in order to see progress, right? Get rid of the restriction, get rid of the rules, okay? Listen to my Food Freedom podcast. That will dive more into how to go about this with a different perspective. Get some structure back in with your meals, healthy snacks in between. Try to eat in response to your body. Start to listen to your body and start to think, when am I hungry? Am I not hungry? Am I eating for the sake of it? Try to get some routine back in with your meals, and you will see your sugar cravings diminishing. And as I said, the last point that I made today was all about better quality foods. So getting rid of the high sugar foods, the highly processed foods, the foods that are not satisfying, and then instead adding in whole grains, vegetables, good quality proteins, healthy fats, all those type of foods. And you will be amazed at the difference. You'll feel full, you'll feel satisfied, and you'll feel it. Huge difference in the amount of sugar cravings that you get. So that's everything that I wanted to dive into in today's episode. As I said, the next reset starts on the 27th of February, or February. I don't know. I'm 6 months ahead of myself. It starts on the 27th of September, folks. This will be our last live round of the year. We won't be doing another one until next year. So I would love for you to come and join us. As I said, it's reduced to only £17. You'll get everything that you'll need for 21 days to lose weight, drop up to dress size, get back in control around food, get your confidence back, get back to feeling like yourself. Let's get you out of this dieting hell. Let's get you out of this vicious cycle of going from one diet to another. You can lose weight in a different way. It doesn't need to feel like an absolute just a really hard process. You can do it in a different way, right? And we would love to show you in the reset. We would love to show you how to get results and feel feel empowered at the same time, feel like you're actually nourishing your body and taking care of it rather than putting it through a horrendous diet. So as always, I love to hear your thoughts and your main learnings from these podcasts. So do me a favor and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. Let us know what you find interesting. My passion is educating you ladies, so that you can learn more about food, stop yo-yo dieting and lose weight once and for all and never gain it back again. It's also great if you follow me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace. Tag me in your stories. Let me know your biggest learning from today's episode. What are you going to put into place? And I would absolutely love to hear. And maybe I'll see you in the reset. The waiting list. The waiting list is in the show notes. So you can just pop your name on the waiting list. And essentially what will happen is whenever we open the doors for registration, you will be the first to know. We'll send you an email. So make sure you look out for that. Alrighty, folks, I will see you on the next episode.